Community Conversations today are brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center and from the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. We are being joined with Field Agriculture Engineer Capel Aurora this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's a little wet this morning, but it's going to be a cool day.
It is going to be a cool day for sure. Now, you have a big program coming up. It's a school of sorts, the Conservation Drainage School, which is going to be taking place in mid to late August. We're going to be talking more about that today. What is the school going to be teaching, and really, what's the purpose?
Yeah, so we typically have tile drainage in our fields where we install tiles to get the excess water out of the field so we are able to complete our field activities and get the most productivity of our soils. But as that water moves through the tile system, it does create the question about the water quality as it has the potential to carry nutrients with it. So the downstream water quality does become a question for that standpoint. At this school, we'll actually be addressing some of the drainage water quality practices. These practices can be built into the drainage systems so that the downstream water quality is improved. The practices we'll be talking about include saturated buffers, wood chip bioreactors, two-stage ditches, wetlands, even drainage water recycling. So these practices actually can really help curtail some of the impacts that the water quality may have.
Okay. Now, what are the dates and the location for this school coming up?
So the school is a three-day school. It'll be August 26th, 27th, and 28th. It'll be at the Borlaug Learning Center at our Northeast Area Research Farm in Nashua.
Okay, excellent. Now, tell us, who should attend this school?
Yeah, so folks who are involved in tile drainage are the ones who we are targeting. So drainage contractors would be the front on this part. Actually, this will end up giving them more business and work to do, especially during off-season when they cannot be in the fields doing tiling. They can be on the edge of the fields installing several of these practices. The way these practices work is as the tile water comes to the edge of the field and before it's discharged into a stream or a creek, you can actually put in saturated buffers, wood chip bioreactors, right at the edge of the field there. So there's plenty of work that can be done. Consultants, engineers, NRCS staff, Iowa Department of Agricultural staff who might be involved in working on these practices can learn a whole lot from this three-day school. We're also asking landowners who might be doing things on their own, as well as drainage district officials who might also be involved in the decision-making processes. They can also get benefit from learning about what are these practices, how to plan, and where do they get located on the landscape, and what would be the best way to integrate them into the tile designs.
Okay. We are speaking with Field Agriculture Engineer Capel Aurora with the Iowa State University Extension and Outreach on Community Conversations today. Of course, the Conservation Drainage School is set August 26th through the 28th. Now, let's talk a little bit about the school format, the classroom outside. I'm assuming there's going to be hands-on events and even field visits, perhaps?
Yes, so we'll actually have students who sign up for the school work in small groups. They'll be doing activities as far as planning and designing these practices in small group environments. But then we also will be taking hands-on approach by going out to the field. We actually have a wood chip bioreactor installed right there at the research farm at Nashua. Within a couple of miles, we have a wetland at a local farm that we'll go visit. And then we'll also be visiting woodchip bioreactor sites right in Charles City there. So people will get quite a bit of interaction with the instructors. We have folks here from Iowa State University, private consultants, as well as University of Illinois coming in to teach about these practices. So participants will get good interaction with the instructors, work amongst their groups, and also get hands-on activities as well.
Excellent. Now, is there a cost to attend the school?
Yes, the three-day school, it's $475 per person if people get registered by August 11th. So it covers all the handouts, materials that they will be getting in the school. Plus, it also covers lunch and supper for August 26th and August 27th. And then it also covers lunch for August 28th. The school is long days, and we want to be able to manage our food right there so we don't lose any time going anywhere else. The school is going to be hands-on, and there will be folks from Springfield Plastics, AgriDrain, Prinsco, and ADS. These are the four main tile manufacturing companies in the upper Midwest. All four of them have agreed to be the sponsors for the school, and they'll actually have folks there, as well as some of the new equipment like the gates and risers and other things that get included in the designs for these practices. So it'll be a good interaction for participants to see what the industry is doing at addressing these conservation practices and their designs.
Excellent. Now, how do we get signed up for the school?
We actually have a website for the Conservation Training School, so folks can just use any search engine and look online for Conservation Drainage School, and they should be able to get to the website. If they are having any trouble finding it out, they can actually call their local extension office in their county and just work with them, and they should be able to direct them to the webpage. If they are still not able to get to that point, folks can give me a call, and my number is 515-291-0174, and I can work with them and email the link to register for the school.
Excellent. Great information here. Once again, to recap, the Conservation Drainage School is coming up August 26th through the 28th at the Borlaug Learning Center. That's located at 3327 290th Street in Nashua. We appreciate your updates and being on the air with us this morning, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much. That was Iowa State University Extension Outreach Field Agriculture Engineer Capel Aurora on today's Community Conversation, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center.